I love you.
Hello and welcome to Bebo's Legends podcast. My name is Carrie and tonight I am joined by...
Missy!
Whoop whoop!
I am Moon!
Yes, is not here.
We're also joined by Rowan. Rowan, say hi, everybody. Yeah. And by
Lainey. Huge fan of the show.
We have Rowan and Lainey here. This is a very special episode for us because we are joined by the magnificent duo that have come to us all the way from the House of Danvers podcast. Woohoo! That is an affiliate of the Super Friends Podcast Network, which is brand new and absolutely amazing. So, Rowan and Lainey, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Rowan, I'm 18, and I enjoy reading books and fan fiction and binge watching TV shows, essentially.
And I'm Lainey, I'm 22 years old, and I love a lot of stuff. I have a lot of hobbies anyway, and I'm new on this fan base. I guess it's been 2 years, and I'm loving it. I love it. So I'm so happy to be here tonight. Thank you for having us, Carrie and Missy. So happy to be here.
Woohoo! Awesome. So this episode is number, 6 of Bebo's Legends Podcast Season 2. It is called Outlaw Country, and I remembered that. Nisi, why don't you tell us a little bit about this episode?
Well, in this episode, our lovable team is going to the Wild West.
Woohoo!
And they're saving Jonah Hex from being hung and helping him to fight his enemy.
Yeah, they are. Yeehaw.
Yes. Yep.
It was written by Greg Berlanti and Mark Guggenheim and directed by Cherry Nolan.
Yeah, they did a fantastic job, I have to say. I adore this episode.
Yes. I love the Wild West episode.
I love all the Wild West.
Thank you.
They're so good.
Absolutely. Also, I would like. I just love seeing Sarah Lance in the Wild West outfit. Like, damn.
It's chef's kiss, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's all talk about our favorite parts. Nisi, why don't you take it away? What was your favorite part of this episode?
Well, as I said, I really love the Wild West episodes, and for, I don't know if I'm making myself unlikable, but I really love Jonah Hex. I don't know why. He's just, I like him. I would like him to be
Wild West.
And I think my favorite part or some of my favorite part was when Jonah is accepting Sarah as a captain, even though that she's a woman. So I think that's great.
Yes, definitely. Rowan, what was yours?
Okay, so my favorite part was so when Jonah Hex gets hung, I don't know how you say it, but I say hang, so let's go with hang. So when Jonah gets hanged and Sarah takes this rifle, I'm not sure exactly what type of gun because we don't do guns in my house. she takes this gun and shoots precisely on the rope and it gets severed. That was my favorite part.
He's about...
I mean, like, her aim is impeccable.
Oh, yeah, That woman has many talents, I agree. Lainey, what was your favorite part?
I have two of them. I was gonna say the same thing Nisi said, but I was like, I'm gonna keep that for another question. So I have, this is gonna sound so weird, but it was just so funny to me. The part where me kept on beating the men on the floor, because it reminds me of the time he kept on beating Stein's puppet. Do you remember? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know why you made me think of then that I was laughing so hard. I was like, I love this scene. But actually, if you there's a meaning behind that, so I'm not gonna, you know, but that was one of my favorite part. And when Nate stopped the train, I love it. When he say, did you see that? Tell me you saw that. No, like, I stopped the train. I love that part. It makes me so, like, I was so proud of him, but it makes me smile. I love it.
For sure. Those are, I mean, this episode is filled with some fantastic moments. I think we can all agree. At one point, while I was writing my notes, I wrote this exact sentence, finger guns. I repeat, finger fucking guns, because she does the finger guns in this episode and it's so good. And that's my favorite moment for obvious reasons. The finger guns are a massive symbol within our podcast. So yes, that was my fave, guys, and that's what I'm going with. So let's slide back down the, what's it called, scale, I guess, and go with our least favorite parts. Niecy, why don't you kick that one off?
I think my least favorite part was when also Jonah Hex went off book, like off of the plan somehow, and Nate got shot because of him, kind of, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. I agree. That was an unnecessary risk. That man needs to learn to follow the damn rules. Rowan, what about you? What was your least favorite part?
Okay, so I know that the 1800s, 1900s used to be misogynistic. I mean, we still are misogynistic, but we're getting better. But I hated the part where Jonah treats Sarah like she's frail and she is less than a man just because she's a woman. And she saved his life not once but twice just this episode.
Yes.
So I really hated that part.
Yes, absolutely. I feel like that happens quite a lot throughout Legends of Tomorrow because they do visit all the different time periods. So yeah, I agree. Lainey, what about you?
I don't have one. Oh my gosh. You know, when I was watching the episode, I was like, oh my, what is my least favorite part? And I couldn't find any. Like, I know there is a lot of discussion, like we should have a lot of discussion about the fact that Sarah, the fact that Jonah Hex treats Sarah like less, like inferior because she's a woman, that she cannot be a captain. But I don't know, I didn't dislike anything, even though this wasn't my favorite episode. That doesn't mean I didn't like the episode, but I didn't find anything like that bothered me. So I don't know. I don't have one.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry.
That happens to us quite a lot. We can't pick out least favorite parts. It's hard. I mean, I kind of struggled with this episode because I really enjoy the Wild West ones. I guess for me, maybe I don't know. I think I probably agree where Jonah goes off book and sort of messes everything up, even though it's like relevant within the episode because it gets him to learn a lesson. I feel like, yeah, that was a bit of a dick move. Like, he's a smart man. What's he doing? Mm-hmm. So, what do you think was the most meaningful moment in the episode? And by that, I mean, what moment in this episode will have the greatest impact on the episodes in the future? Niecy.
I think I have two.
Okay.
Like first one that Ray found Dwarf Star, because that way he can make another soup.
Yes.
And also that Jonah Sarah bond kind of thing, because yeah. it's not yeah. the only Wild West episode as we know.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Those moments were really important and they definitely lead into what's going to happen next. What was yours, Rowan?
So I really like the part where Ray gives Nate a pep talk, like the whole there's no bravery without fear speech. And I really felt that personally because like I get scared of things very easily. So I don't know, I just sort of related to that.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I can see, yeah, definitely, I agree. What was yours, Lainey?
I picked the one where Amaya was giving advices to Mick when she said, you were right, the animal who wants to watch the world burn, that is who you are, but it's not all that you are. Don't deny the animal, but don't let it control you either. I know, like, you know, when you watch the show and like you realize that Mick is like, he wants to see the world burns, but then the more you watch him grow on the Wave Rider, the more you see that he shows like that he has, I don't know if I can say that, but like he has a heart, he can love, and he cares. And I think from that, and even before, but from that, you kind of see him when you navigate through his like feelings and then becoming something better, I guess, than what he is in the inside, maybe, or he shows he is in the outside. So I like that moment. I think it was really important to understand what Amaya was saying to Mick.
I really, really agree with you. I actually have a lot of love for the friendship that Amaya and Mick sort of have, like the one that they build, especially when the other totems come into play and all of that sort of stuff. I think it's brilliant. And I think it was important for Amaya to sort of find her own place within the team. And I feel like that sort of nurturing nature that she has is part of that. For me, though, a really significant, meaningful moment was Stein figuring out what he has done, the changes that he made, and how that's going to impact him moving forwards. Especially for his character, because obviously his family becomes quite important in what's going to happen next with him. So, yeah, that for me, I guess. If you could add or change one thing or take one thing away from the episode that would make it better to you, what would it be and why? Nisi?
I don't really know. I really like this episode. I don't know.
You act as if you don't know that these questions are coming up.
I know, but when I was thinking about that, I also didn't come up with something because I really like this Wild West episodes. So I don't know what to add or to put out.
That's okay. That's fine. You can have that as your answer. What about you, Rowan? What was yours?
So I watched the entire episode and then I sort of rewatched it for like my notes, and my notes literally say nil, nothing, because it was perfect as it was, in my opinion.
For sure. That's cool, because that's the same as Nisi said, so it's got to be a good answer. If we all agree, then it's fine. Lainey, what was yours? or what would you add or take away?
Well, when I thought about it, nothing came up also, but I think maybe on this episode, I would have liked to see more recognition from Jonah Hex to Sarah. Like at the end when he recognized her like as someone equal to him, because she's a woman, she cannot do the things that men do. I feel like they could have done more. Like, because you see he says like one sentence to say, okay, you were right, you know, but I would have liked to see more. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just for my personal, how can I say that? It's just for me, because it would have made me happy, just for me, you know? I would have loved to see Jonah Hex say more things, like, you know, talk more about this like the subject anyway. But the episode was great anyway, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think I agree with you on that, because they put so much effort into displaying his sort of, I don't know the right phrase, but like how little he valued her because she's a woman. They should have put in at least as much effort to show that he did value her in this. But so I agree. But initially when I made my notes, I wrote down the same as you guys. Like, I was like, I don't really know. I wouldn't change anything. But because we are here and because we are recording our podcast, I think everybody who's listened to Beebles Legends podcast knows exactly what I'm going to say right now. This episode would have been so bomb if I was in it.
Again.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed.
I'm just saying. A Carrie cameo would make it so bomb.
Seriously, you would look so good in these Wild West clothes and stuff, and you would kick Daisy.
With your hat, you know.
Shower me with the compliments, Mabel. You're feeding my ego and it feels so good. Should I get a Wild West costume? Like,
absolutely. Go for it.
Is that what we're
wishing? Don't forget the hat. You look so good on you with your hair.
And this scarf.
Oh my god.
That Sarah wears.
Yes, it's happening, guys. This is gonna happen. I'm committing to it on the podcast, so now I have to
give you my hat.
Give me your hat, Queen.
Or We'll get the wave rider to create one for you. Special carry hat.
Do you know how like how much easier would life be if we all had a fabrication room?
For real though. I need a wave rider in my life.
Yeah, like the whole thing would be great.
Okay, but then in my personal opinion, if anyone had a time traveling wave rider kind of ship, they would just go back in time or go forward in time and mess up the timeline all over again.
Listen, a couple of weeks ago, we had Vancouver Girl on our podcast, and we had a discussion about superpowers and what you would be like if you gained them. And I openly admitted that I am the kind of person who should never get superpowers, because I can admit that part of me, I would become a supervillain. It would happen. Okay. Don't give me a time traveling ship. Give me the fabrication room. I'll have some really killer clothes and some really nice snacks, but don't give me the whole ship, because I will fuck it up.
Yes, but imagine having a travel machine didn't mess up. If we traveled through time, messing up with time or the history didn't exist.
Okay, I will make one concession. If I get Sarah Lance, I will take the ship.
Okay, I just want to quickly say, Kari, you could totally replace Kate Blanchett as Hela on Thor Ragnarok.
Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. That's so nice of you, because that woman is bomb.
Living my best damn life right now, guys. I feel so good about myself. So shimmying back over to the podcast, because that was real fun but totally off topic.
Yes.
It's cool. It's kind of what we live for. What, like, overall thoughts about the episode? Do you have any other moments that happened that you feel are worth mentioning before we move on over to the next segment? Denise.
Stop calling me that.
Okay. It's your damn name.
We all know that Sarah smirks when she's with a woman and stuff, but she today I noticed that she has other smirks too, and I love those. Ooh, really? I love her smirks at all.
Basically anything she does with her face.
Also, how amazing was it when she like lassoed this gun and put this gun away under his feet? Like,
wait, I've been trying to do that with like knife. You know, when they had the Christmas party on the Wave Rider, she did that thing with the knife. I tried it. I almost killed myself. My dream is to do that. Oh my gosh. How does she do it?
I started staff spinning, and the day before my one-on-one call with Jess and Katie, Nisi will tell you, I smacked myself in the face and like cut all down my face with the staff, like at this like massive grotesque cut, because it looks really badass when all the canaries do it, so I thought I would also, I mean, I can do it, but I'm not very good. So yeah,
At least you can do it. So,
Rowan, what about you? What was anything in the episode that you would like to throw out there that was cool or stuff?
Martin Stein's new memories, because there's this mysterious woman showing up in his memories. I mean, obviously we've all seen the entire series, but who is she? Who is she to Stein? And what role does she play in the upcoming episodes and all that?
So. Yes, exactly. Also, because you said that, you reminded me, guys, spoiler alert, because we're going to talk about the episode. Oopsies. Yeah. if you've made it this far and we've not ruined Legends of Tomorrow for you, spoiler alert, it's going to happen.
Also, it's going to get really, really weird.
Yep. Very much so. Stick with it because it's going to get really awesome. Lainey, what about you?
I don't have anything interesting to say since we've talked about it, but I wrote down again a quote to when Jonah Hex said, you do a mighty fine job bearing a burden human could deal with. And then Sarah said, sorry, good thing I'm a woman then. I wrote that because I was like, this part was just amazing for me, you know, like we've talked about it before. So that's what I wrote, but I don't know. I don't have anything interesting I wrote but that. So.
I mean, I totally agree with that.
That does seem interesting.
But that was from when Jonah Hex accepted Sarah as his equal. So I thought that was interesting, but since we've talked about it, that's why I said that it wasn't, you know. Anyways,
there's another part that I wrote down, and it kind of ties in with what Nisi said. I wrote down, Sarah has a whip. This is not a drill. That woman is magnificent. Like, she just pulls out this whip, and she's just like so like just badass. Like. What was it we say, Nisi? Sarah Lance can sword me anytime.
Anytime. Also pool noodle me anytime.
And spinny sword thingy. That thing that she done. Mm-hmm. Yes, please, Queen. And now I'm adding whip to it. I don't care. It's happening.
And you think that Sarah Lance does seems amazing to me anyway.
Yeah, she's
even pretty. If she fall, even if she throw up, even if she drinks the weird drinks that what his name, John Constantine does, even though she drinks everything disgusting that John Constantine drinks, I don't care. That's amazing to me.
Yes, abso-freaking
period.
Yeah, I totally agree. Oh, I've lost my thingy. I'm still getting used to this whole dual screen thing, so I was trying to like move over, but I went the wrong way. But it's cool. I got it. We're gonna go with it. So coming up next on Beeble's Legends podcast this week is a brand new segment that we've never done before called the quiz segment. I'm kidding. We do it every week and we have done for like nearly a year now. Whoop, whoop. Killing it.
Oh my gosh, a year.
Nearly. It's more like 6 months, but it's fine.
Can I just add something that I forgot to say?
Of course you can.
In our favorite parts segment, I forgot to say, also when Sarah whips Turnbull's hand to distract him and save Hex again.
Yes, yes.
I forgot that. I'm so sorry.
Listen, I do this 90% of the time. We get to the end of the episode and I read back over my notes and I go, oh, I forgot about this. And I say it at the end. So it's fine. Just roll with it. Yeah, so Nisi, why don't you tell everybody what the quiz segment's all about?
Well, our famous quiz segment where we answer quiz questions is so awesome because we come up with quiz questions that we ask our fellow podcast here friends. And
you're using so many words right now. There's so many words.
I'm not really good at this spontaneous thing, you know. But
I always do it.
Basically just a quiz segment where we come up with questions and yeah, we ask each other quiz questions.
How many
times? Not vague at all.
Like quiz question. Say it 10 times fast. It's really hard. All right, so during this segment, we at Beeble's Legends podcast encourage you to play along at home, in the library, on the toilet, at your granny's house. Say those answers loud, guys, and say
them
proud. Yes, killing it over here. So, Nisi, why don't you take us away with the quiz question?
Okay. Where did the episode start?
It was
the answer. I know.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Just no, shout the answer out. It's a team effort. We're a team against Nisi.
I know, because that was my first question. Okay, so it takes place in Liberty, Colorado in 1874.
And that was my next question.
Okay. Sorry.
It's cool.
I get so excited. I don't know. Sorry.
It's okay.
Still during Beeble's Legends podcast season one, we had a thing going about where it was you can't just tell someone to piss off if they steal your question. We used to like always be like, "Oh, piss off! That's my question." Rowan, do you have a question?
Okay. So, how many bullets hit Nate in the scene where Jonah Hex gets hanged?
I didn't hear the question. Can you repeat, please?
Sure. How many bullets hit Nate in the scene where Jonah Hex gets hanged? Or attempts to get hanged?
You had time to count every bullet?
Seven?
No.
Damn.
Eight.
Nope.
Are we close?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Is it more or less?
It's more.
14.
You're very close.
It was 69. Wow. 69, wow. Guys. And why was it 69? Nisi?
Because it's a fun number.
Because it's a dumb fun number.
Fun number.
But no, it was 13. So, it 12 hit him and he caught one in his mouth.
Fair.
So it was 13.
Yeah.
13. I said it before you said it, so I was
yeah, okay, you won.
You can be
thank you. I'm very competitive.
Welcome to Beeble's Legends podcast. You are in good company here where we are all very competitive people. We actually argue over quarter points sometimes. Oh, so nice. It's all good here. Do you have a question for us, Lainey?
Of course, I have so many questions. Anyway, for how long did Jax have been after Turnbull?
Wait, what was the question? Sorry, I was doing a mustache.
8 years.
Yeah, oh, I knew that.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Because you're playing.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have answered because I don't think Kari heard the question properly.
Oh, no, I did hear. I was just trying to stall to get myself more time. It's fine.
Okay. That is cheating, though.
Yeah, welcome. You say we're playing just now. However, last season, I straight up drew a mustache on my face with pen and then put on a what was it called? A hat. I had a hat on. And then I was French. Just saying.
We.
Oui. Oui, oh, there. Yeah, that's what I was. We. Oui. In French. That's the literally.
I think Lainey's going to find that offensive.
Well, it's the only what? French word I know.
Well, actually, my best friend is just right here next to me, and she's French, so.
Bonjour!
Hello, French people, everyone in the whole world who's French. Hi.
Little drums.
Hi. Hello, how are you guys?
Everyone is obsessed with France right now.
Lacey is literally drawing a mustache on her face.
What a queen. What a absolutely freaking queen. Taking one from the team, living your best life. Yeah, my son's obsessed with France right now and the French language. And he'll like walk around the house and he'll be like, Mom, what's the French word for carpet? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't speak
carpet.
I don't know. But now I'm just going to start messaging Lainey and be like, hey, what's the French word for carpet, please?
It's tapis, dis-lui, tapis. Tell him it's tapis.
I will, and he's gonna be like, he's gonna think I'm so smart, and I'm not gonna give you any credit at all. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I know French now.
Take the credit, because why not? You deserve it.
So yeah, that's how life goes. Anywho, I have a question somewhere. I didn't organize my notes. I wrote them all down, I just didn't organize them. I usually do, but I didn't this time. So let's go with... someone play like elevator music or something till I find out what I'm talking about because I've got no freaking idea. Okay, I've got this. During the card game, what is the first card you see Mick draw?
Oh my god, I was gonna write this down. I think it's diamonds, ace of diamonds.
Yes, it is. Well done, congratulations.
I didn't have any idea. I'm not really observative. I don't know how to say it, but oh my gosh. How do you notice these things? Like, okay, you're so smart.
I'm not that smart. I just, like, I was going to write down what is the first card you see on the table when they are playing whatever card game they're playing. I don't know cards. So the first card I saw was the Jack of Spades. And then I just noticed what Mick draws.
Yeah, because he gets blackjack, which is 21. So, I mean, I feel like Nisi will tell you. I feel like Rowan, you might be like my quiz counterpart here because I look for those questions that no one will be. I'll be like, "What was the number plate on the car? What was?" And everybody's like, "Oh, I don't know." So I feel like we might be on the same wavelength with these questions.
Amazing.
Nisi, throwing it back to you, Queen.
Thank you.
Anytime.
What did the fabricator make for Nate?
Spurs.
Hat.
A hat. But
yes, it was a hat.
The fabricator made him his whole freaking outfit, okay?
Yeah. I mean, he was not wrong.
But he clicked on it and it came out as a hat.
Because Nate took Ray's hat first, then he had to click on the fabricated to make his own a hat.
Guys, I'll let you have it this time.
Thank you. You're very kind.
I can accept defeat sometimes. Throwing it right back over to you, Rowan.
I feel like you guys would definitely get this. What did Ray spit out in the scene outside the bar?
Oh my gosh, I know, but I don't know the name. He said the name, but I don't remember because, oh my gosh, I wish I spoke English.
What
did he
spit out?
Yeah, had something so, in
Jack, tobacco. He had chewing tobacco.
No.
So no, Jack, he said tobacco. It wasn't the name.
He was having chewing tobacco, but he says no.
And no, he says and then the he name says of another name. I know, but I don't remember the name.
I really thought you all would get this.
You have defeated the quiz panel. What was the
answer? I remember this scene, but I just didn't write down the name since, oh gosh, I hate, oh no, I don't know. Can you tell us?
It's about a Tootsie Roll. I mean, like, bit of a Tootsie Roll.
Of course it was, because it's Ray Palmer, guys. We should have known. We should have known. Lainey.
This one is very easy as my other questions. Where, and when I say where, I mean the village and place, did Turnbull gather all the men, children, and women to burn them?
Calgary.
Calvert, yes, but there's the place is missing. The exact, yes.
You're that was so a smart. Team effort. That was a team effort.
Yeah, it was.
Go team. Okay, guys, here's a question for you all. This is a good question. I've lost it. I just had it and I was like, that's a good question. Oh, I know what it is. What does Ray say nobody says in the Wild West?
Howdy.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, God.
I don't know how I remember this, but I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday.
I love that. What a mood. Niecy.
Yes. Hello.
Hi, friend.
What is Jonah's enemy's name?
Turnbull.
Quentin Turnbull.
Yes, Quentin Turnbull.
Yes, Quentin Turnbull.
No one said it anyway, so.
And fun fact.
But it was easy.
Yeah, it was easy.
It was all about Turnbull on this episode, so anyways.
Anybody who knows the movie Matilda or the book Matilda or the musical, I don't know, whatever you know, the teacher, the bad teacher, is like also called Turnbull.
I don't know.
Agatha Turnbull.
Awesome. That's like fun facts from Niecy. We should make that segment, guys. I just had a great idea. I mean, they're happening to me quite a lot recently, and I really need to stop with them. But let's add a new segment to the podcast called Fun Facts from Niecy.
Yeah.
Seriously, though.
I love that. Well, I'm in because I'm Niecy.
Mm-hmm.
Wicked. Rowan, do you have another question?
I feel like these are too easy.
You like easy questions.
What color is Nate's tie in the Old West?
Brown?
Nope.
Blue?
Nope.
Green?
Black? Nope. Red?
Niecy? You're close, Kari.
Burgundy? Pink?
Yes, but with what patterns?
Black?
Bordeaux?
I think so. I saw it personally as burgundy, but then I looked closer and then I saw that it had blackish patterns, so I'm not really...
So it's Bordeaux, but I don't know how to say it in English.
Bordeaux, what?
Bordeaux. But yeah, I don't know how to say it in English, so Bordeaux, and I'm right.
Yes,
I don't know what that means because I have no knowledge on French.
Burgundy, something like that in English.
Burgundy with like blackish pattern.
Yeah, that's what he meant. Bordeaux is like burgundy in English.
Oh, crushing okay. It. We are crushing
so right.
I said Waldo.
Yeah. We're crushing this, guys. Absolutely crushing it. Lainey, do you have any questions?
Yes, and I'm teaching you friend, by the way.
Love it.
Anyway.
Love it.
Okay, so this is so easy. I'm so bad at this. At the end, who needs the legend's help and from when? Okay, so it's not that easy.
No. They're friends.
Oh my gosh,
in 2016.
What?
They're friends in 2016.
Okay. Yes. Because it's a crossover. Oh my gosh. Sorry. Crossover
is coming up.
Oh wait, it's a crossover next episode. Oh my yes. God, I completely forgot. I'm a genius. I'm a genius up in here.
Yes, that was I can't wait for the crossover. We should really plan what we're doing for that because it's bigger. I had a question and again I lost it. Shit, why do I keep doing this? What's wrong with me?
Your accent came out.
When Mick goes into the bar, what does he order?
Shots.
What does he say?
Bartender, give me a shot.
And then he says,
"More shot, please."
And then he says,
"Make it two."
Make it two.
Well,
and
done.
I was like, "Four more shot, please."
Nisi,
no,
high
make
five.
It two.
Sorry, I got you. Nisi's not with us right now. I won't leave you hanging.
Thank you.
Yeah, the answer was a shot. Make it two. Nisi, any more questions?
Why did you say I'm not here?
Oh,
love you so much, Nisi.
We do love you.
Hello, people. Can you
see? No, it was Rowan was high-fiving you, but you were reading something, so I covered you. I got your back.
Oh, I'm very sorry. Here you go.
It's okay.
Yeah, do you have...
Turnbull load his gun with?
Dwarf star bullets?
Yes.
Yeah, we should have known you were going to ask a question about the dwarf star.
Exactly, because I'm Nisi, the crazy one from Planet Dwarf Star.
Yeah, you are.
I mean, I also have a dwarf star related question.
Love it.
Please.
How big is the piece of dwarf star that powers the atom suit?
Very. Little finger size.
Very heavy.
Yes. Little finger. About the size of a little finger.
That was like a whole journey that you all went on with me there. My thought process just fired straight out my mouth. Like, there was no processing. Lainey.
I'm afraid I don't have any more questions.
That is okay. That happens to us. All at some point we have to run out. I don't think I do either.
Oh yeah, wait. I may have a question.
Crack on.
I don't know how to say this in English, but Sarah had I know you say foulard in French.
Bandana?
You know, in her around her neck. What color the bandana was?
Red.
It's red. Either like scarlet or like I don't know what shade of red. But like red.
Red.
It was close to Bordeaux. Yeah, it was red, but in my opinion, it was Bordeaux. But
that
depends how you say it, how you see it, guys. But for me, it was probably, yes, red.
I mean,
I think,
crack on.
I think like since all humans see different colors like differently, I think each of us can have our personal interpretation of each color.
Absolutely. I also think it depends on how bright you have your screen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all.
Crushing it. All right, I did find a question. That's why I was doing just there, if anyone wonders why I was staring vaguely. What job do Nate, Ray, and Jax say that they have as cover?
IRS.
Tax
collector.
I'm
so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
I swear next episode, like whenever we're on next, if we're on next, I will give y'all like full answering rights.
Girl, this is a competition, okay? If you say it first, you said it first. That's okay. In my mind, it's a competition, okay?
Okay.
Just kidding. No, it's okay.
You both get half a point.
Yeah, everybody gets a point. Everybody can get all the points in the whole world. It's fine.
Are we going by Hogwarts house points or?
Yes, well, we are.
Those are actually Kari points because she invented the half a point.
Okay, Kari points it is.
I invented the half a point because I was getting really annoyed at the fact that I didn't know the answers to the question. So I invented the half a point so that I would still win, even though we don't count points. Like, I don't know why it's such a big thing, but never mind. It's cool. Nisi, any more for any more?
I don't have any more questions.
Rowan?
I have one more, but this is like really, really simple. Where is the scar on Jonah's face?
Where is what?
Which side of his face?
Oh.
His right?
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. That was okay, Lainey. In my audio, you said that at the same time as me, so we both get a point for that. Well done. Congratulations. Crushing it.
Yes.
Do you have any more questions?
Nope.
Neither do I, which means that we have just came to the end of our quiz segment, and it was fun, guys. What we'd love for you to do really is fun. If you played along, get in touch with us on Instagram or Twitter or through Mind Waves or however you fancy it, really. Just let us know, did you beat us? Yeah, so cool, awesome, wicked stuff. What's next? Coming up next is
our Who Said It segment.
Thank you, Nisi.
Yes!
Coming up next is our Who Said It segment, like Nisi said, because she's always got my back, where we say a quote from the episode. We say one or two quotes, and then everybody else has to try and guess who said them. Yay! And that's basically it. It's as easy as that. Much like our quiz segment, we highly encourage you to play along at home. We would love to know, did you play this while you were on the train to work this morning? We think you did. Let us know if you said those answers loud and proud.
Or in the toilet.
Or the toilet, you know. Anywhere goes, guys, anywhere goes. So yeah, Nisi, why don't you kick us off? Kick it off? Don't kick us off. Kick. Yeah. Okay. I really need to start being more careful with my us, its, and things like that because it keeps going horribly wrong.
All I know is it's never a good idea when your nemesis starts accessorizing.
Miss Sarah Lance.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I was gonna think about this, but Kari beat me to it.
That was my one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think you are.
But I don't know you don't.
I don't think you do.
I really do.
I love you too.
Thank you. I love you too.
I love you guys too.
There's just so much love right now.
Love, love.
Okay. I knew you were going to sing. I just didn't know which love song you were going to sing.
Love is in the air.
There she goes.
Can you feel the love tonight?
I mean, I was throwing over to you to do a quote, but keep singing. This is great. Free concert.
I'm the judge. We're on The Voice.
Huh. Yeah, also, I don't sing, so that won't be happening.
Boo.
I'll tell you a joke. I know really good jokes. Nisi will tell you. I've got the best jokes.
So. Yes.
Go ahead.
Mind-blowing jokes.
If I don't laugh, sorry, it's just that my English is... it's bad.
It's all good. Brilliant. Podcast people, what is pink and fluffy? Oh, the silence is killing me. Nisi knows the answer. She's covering her mouth because she's
cotton candy?
Yeah, I mean that, but the answer I'm looking for is pink fluff.
Oh my gosh.
Follow-up question.
Pink and fluffy? That is like the most obvious answer.
Follow-up question, guys. What is green and fluffy?
Green fluff?
No, of course not. How did you get it so wrong? Sick pink fluff, guys. Come on, think with your heads. What is black and fluffy?
Black and
my
fluffy?
Hair?
That, but the answer I was looking for is dead pink fluff.
What?
What?
I'm so confused right now.
And that is why I am a genius.
Okay. Wee wee.
I can't.
Yeah, anywho, do you have a quote for us?
Yes, please.
Me, right?
Yeah, you.
Guys, I think my horse is broken.
Nate.
Nate.
Yeah.
I don't even know how it came that fast in my head. I was like, anyway.
Do you have a question? A quote?
I have a few. Yeah, no. Who said, oh, you tell me, or shoot you otherwise. Now lower the item and start talking.
Yes.
Nisi, were you just laughing at me?
Maybe.
Maybe yes, maybe not.
Can you put on a t-shirt?
Probably.
Awesome. What is a speedster?
Amaya.
Oh.
Well done, Queen.
Oh my god. Okay, I am so stupid. I thought you were asking that question to us.
Happened before.
Me too at first, but then I thought about
I was Sarah's. Literally going to answer someone with super speed.
What did you say?
Queen. I don't know. What did I say?
No, I have it. Thank you.
What was it?
Do you have a question? Oh, I mean a quote.
Oh, thank you. Did you? Yeah, very good. What was the? Yeah. My brain's broken, guys. I need to put myself in the fridge.
Put it in the fridge. The whole mood.
Or in the rice.
Oh my goodness! You have just coined yourself a t-shirt quote, Nisi. Grab that one.
I'm
ready. We have this thing. So if someone says something that's remotely funny or catchy, we're gonna eventually put all these slogans on t-shirts because they're funny and out of context they're even funnier. I'm pretty sure at some point we'll get Nisi to read you the list because they're ridiculous.
Okay, so what did Lainey say?
I said put it in the fridge because that's our game. Put it in the fridge, okay. And Lainey says, or in the rice. Boom.
Because everything that doesn't work, we put it in the rice.
Yeah, we do.
Yep.
Nisi, I feel like it's your turn.
Oh, I'm writing down quotes. I'm very sorry. But she a lady. You're a lady, right?
Jonah Hikes.
X. Oh, I was really slow.
See me for it.
We just love them finger guns.
Yeah, we do, but this is signaling you to go.
Okay. Oh, wait, it's my turn. Oh my god.
Just acknowledging the finger guns and you're not getting it. I love it.
Screwing up is just an essential part of surviving.
What?
Oh, shit, I know this.
What did you just say?
Screwing up is just an essential part of surviving.
I wrote this down. Sarah.
Wait, yeah, Sarah.
Nisi got it.
I didn't even.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was processing out loud. I really should learn to shut up. Everybody, we need to breathe, according to my watch. Even meditation. Lainey.
You might want to slow down there because these here parts aren't big enough for the five of us.
Nick.
Yes. What?
So fast.
Dude, I saw that scene like multiple times because I was writing down notes, but I was also texting my friend and I didn't want to like get into the parts where I hadn't written down notes. So I kept rewinding and I watched that scene like 5-6 times.
That's why you have all the answers to all the questions.
Not all of them, but like some of them.
Okay, great.
Nisi, what are you doing?
Well, Rowan said that they were watching the scene, but also texting their friend. And I was like, yes, I'm the friend. And you were waving back at me and it was so hilarious.
I mean, it wasn't only Nisi I was texting. Of course, I was texting Nisi, but I was also texting my other friends.
You have so many friends. I'm so jealous. Like, I literally just have you guys.
I literally have like 1, 2, maybe 3, 4 friends in real life. The rest of you are all like online.
I love
them. And I love you guys.
I am.
Me too.
Anyway, Nisi, I was concerned that there was something wrong with you and I was not waving. I was like, what are you doing? Is everything okay? Are you like signaling for help? Like this, do I need to get your mom? Like, this was not a wave, okay? This, oh, I just spat on myself. Anyway, is it my turn?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I have stuff. Where are we doing? The quote one. Wicked. You guys did that one, you did that one. Sounds like you got more homework to do.
Sarah.
Yes.
I love that. I was gonna say that because that was my next sentence. So, wait.
This is when Nate is researching the oh my god. The amulet, I think.
Yes.
Oh my god, I have another question for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry. We're past that segment, so
hit me up.
Ask it.
So according to Nate Haywood, which period and what of what origin is the amulet that they found?
Don't know.
They didn't know. I think they didn't know, right? I don't know.
Nisi?
It's ancient. I don't know.
Okay, so it dates back to late antiquity and is Judeo-Christian in origin, I think.
I do remember them saying that, actually.
The antiquity.
Out of question.
Yes, I mean, but...
out of, oh my god. I'm just going to stop speaking.
I feel that all the time.
Embarrassing myself.
No way. Whose turn is it?
Nisi.
Me? Yeah. Okay. I can tell when that Abanashi won.
What?
Say again slowly.
I can tell when that Abanashi won.
Sarah.
Yes. Queens.
Everyone got it anyway.
It's because we all love
stan Sarah in the show.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember everything Sarah Lynn says.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Okay, this is my last who said it quote. Ooh, what's the trouble alert say?
Aha, I love that one. Oh, shit, mm-hmm. I don't know who said it, though.
It was Ray or Nate? Mm-hmm.
It was Ray, yeah.
Ray. Crushed it.
I wouldn't have gotten that one. Okay, so I have... one, a really easy one. I don't know. Do we have time to do like two or three more after that?
Yeah.
Okay. Course. Okay. So time to go cowboy up.
Right.
Yeah.
I would say that's from a fan fiction I read, but no.
Okay. You're a lady, right?
Hey, Jonah.
Yeah, well done. That was really good.
Because I watched that scene as well.
You know that we had that quote before here in this segment?
No.
And I said it and you answered with hex.
No, I don't pay that much attention to what I say. Or you say. I do. I'm kidding. That was me.
Well,
if I said before, let me go again. It's okay. I got a new one. It's okay. Everyone take a breath.
It's okay.
Everybody take a breath. I guess it's nice to know I matter.
Jonah.
Crushed it.
I didn't remember.
Okay, so this is when, like, Sarah says that, oh my god, no, anomalies are in season 3, I think. What are they called?
Aberrations?
Abominations?
They're not abominations. That's not very nice.
Aberrations.
Aberrations.
Okay, so Sarah says the aberration is I mean, led them straight to when Jonah was getting hanged. So he was like, nice to see that I matter.
You know what's funny? Rowan has the answers to the questions, and the context.
I would just like to clarify that I use they, them. Pronouns.
Yeah, that's why I stopped, because I saw your story when you said you use they, them, and some more, but
Zizemzer.
Yeah.
But they, them is fine.
Yeah, you're crushing it with the explanations, though.
Thank you.
It's actually really refreshing because it's usually me that does them, and I usually make it up as I go along because I don't ever remember. And then I'm like, I'm really sick of hearing my own voice. So this is great.
I mean, it's just so weird to hear your own voice. I want to see how badly I did, so I just put on the podcast and listen to it.
Badly? You're crushing it. You both are. Now, I don't know where we're at with the quiz segment. However, we're going to do the remainder of the quiz at the... What's the fucking segment called?
Who said it?
We're going to do the rest of that quick fire round, because otherwise this podcast is going to be 4 hours long. So let's go. Quick fire. Who's next?
Easy.
Oh, okay. You know I can take your life just as easily as I saved it.
Sarah.
Yes.
Go if you've got one, go.
It's about keeping the Wild West wild.
Turnbull.
Exactly.
Boom.
I got nothing.
My last one. I've got a Turnbull and he's still out there.
Sarah.
Yes.
Run, you yellow belly cowards.
Turnbull.
Yeah, definitely. Any more for any more? Last call.
I'm done.
Going once, going twice. That is the end of our Who Said It segment, people. And we are so proud with the effort we put in. We got sidetracked somewhere in the middle there, but what Legends mission doesn't? Next up is our Finish the Quote segment, which is where we say the first half of the quote and everybody else has to finish it. It's so much fun and things can get a little bit funny in there. Whoop, whoop, loving it. Play along at home. Niecy, take it away.
So, I'm like an expert.
In revenge?
In revenge? When she was talking about the
vengeance? Exactly. I'm like an expert when it comes to revenge.
Revenge, yes. Oh,
it was by Sarah, right?
Yes, Sarah Lance.
Go ahead, Rowan.
Too bad this filly.
I was into other fillies.
Yeah.
Hey, would you shoot?
Sorry?
Hey, would you shoot? Yes.
Unarmed
Nate
man.
Said it. Yes.
Yeah, he did.
I am just in total confusion right now.
Nate said, hey, would you shoot an unarmed? Can you say it, please? Yeah.
An unarmed man.
Yes.
Okay. It means that he's running. It means that his running. That's it.
Oh my gosh.
I am bad at the segment.
Or president.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't have any idea. Niecy looks like she has the answer.
I just said he's running for president. I don't think I have a clue.
Do you know who should run for president? Do you know who? Not you. Don't. Well, you can't just come in here and start speaking. Do you know who should run for president?
Harry, you should.
Yes, McAllen.
J Mac for president, people.
Who?
Beth McCallum.
Yes.
President.
Yes. Oh my God, we need her. Yep.
Yep. The answer I was looking for, though, it means that his running real fast lets him time travel, said by Miss Sarah Lance.
When she was explaining
the speedster.
Speed spider.
What's a speedster? It means his running real fast lets him time travel.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I think Mick goes English professor because Martin is explaining it in very complicated terms.
Yep. That's the one. Nisi, you're up, queen.
Okay. I think it's more likely.
Very dramatic.
I think it's more likely that him and Turbo get matching tattoos.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Tenzai Amaya, right?
We stand. Yes. The no sorry answer. Well done. Rowan, you're up.
Yeah. I just wrote this quote like in really, really tiny text because I had one line to write this quote. So I gotta read this. Like, now I know you don't like taking orders from a woman,
but you're gonna like getting your ass kicked by one even less.
By one,
a queen. Yes. You got it right.
We all knew that answer.
Okay, so you wanted. Oh, we say that you wanted Roy to start.
What?
You wanted Roy to start a fight.
But.
Oh, shit, I know that.
You wanted Rory to start a fight, but I...
No, there's no but.
No, okay, let me just...
Wait, so did I get it?
They like each other.
There's always...
What?
They like each other.
I think her entire thing was you wanted Rory, and then I said to start a fight.
Yes? No. Okay. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Yeah.
So she said, you wanted Roy to start a fight. I'd say your plan is working. Amaya.
We were at the wrong part, guys. It's all good. It happens to the best of us. All right. We're going with, I don't know how to use them.
But no, I'm not going to say that.
There's always buts. Always buts. We love a but.
I don't know how to use them.
I would like to point out that it is 4:49 a.m. for me. I have one brain cell working right now.
Me and Nisi currently share a brain cell, so you are beating us in that department. I'm going to give you the answer, okay? I have lost it. I don't know where it's going. I don't know how to use them, but I'm wearing spurs. Oh queen.
Eight.
Queen.
Nisi, I don't remember
being vulgar in the chat. Yeah, that's it. It's Nate says it at the start when he's getting really excited about putting on his cowboy outfit. He shows his spurs and he says, I don't know how to use them, but I am wearing spurs.
Yeah. Okay, now I remember.
Queen, yeah, how about you keep it clean in your quote? Nisi, I'm talking to you.
I don't have any more because my last one was taken for a Who Said It from Lena.
Oh, that always happens, but it's all right. Rowan, do you have any more?
I just wrote three down, so I'm out. No, wait. I think I have one. I'm so sorry. Clearly, I...
Eh? Sorry.
Oh, sorry. The quote is clearly I.
Clearly I. Oh, I don't know. Who said it? Give us a clue.
Amaya.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Nisi, do you have any idea?
I think she said it about Mick, but I don't know what it was.
Oh, clearly I drew the short straw?
Yes!
Yes! Oh god, I'm feeling good about myself right now.
You all should gather.
No, we did not, because no one else said it. So ha.
I gave you the clue that she said it about Mick.
And fine. I said it's about Amaya. I mean about Amaya said it, so
you can have an eighth of a point, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I am a generous person.
Yes, you are.
All right, I might. Lainey, do you have any more?
Yes, I have 11 more, but I'm just gonna say the last one because we are running out of time. Yes, I had time. No, anyway, just light the fuse and run. Don't stick around for the fireworks.
Wait, I think you just finished the port.
Oh my gosh, okay. Good thing I have 11 more. Oh my gosh, I'm so stupid. Oh.
See, Dana Quina is so competitive, she answers her own question.
Good thing I have 11 more. Okay. Man, this clothes smells like
ass.
Yeah, but then yeah, but there's a whole part missing.
Wait, was that part of the answer? Because that was just the first word.
Just a part, like you say just one word from the answer. There's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 words missing.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man, this clothes smells like us.
Holes.
Wait, Nate says this.
No, oh my God. It's not Nate. It's Jax.
Jax says the outfits that they steal.
With the bandanas and everything.
Yeah. I don't remember what it is.
Wait.
Okay, so he said, man, this Christmas is like us. People didn't wash in the Wild Wild West.
All right, so I am gonna ask our final one for this segment, because like I said, otherwise we're gonna be 4 hours into a podcast and no.
I don't mind filming for 4 hours.
This one might be hard because I'm only gonna give you 2 words. I'll give you 3. Okay. Of
please.
Course this.
What? Is
what?
Of course this.
That is like one, that's like 2 words.
That doesn't help at all.
Sarah Lance says it and it's freaking iconic, guys. It's one of her like first ever snazzy send-offs.
I don't
know. My life. I mean, that's not an answer, I'm just saying.
This where we have to go?
All right, no, it's of course, this isn't my first rodeo.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You're all haters. And I support it. It's fine.
And then Ray or Nate said, I always wanted to say that or something like that.
Yeah. Exactly. All righty. So, because we have some special guests over visiting us from the House of Danvers podcast, which we are so proud to be even remotely affiliated
Yay!
With, because it is fantastic and it's just so good. We highly encourage you to go and listen to it. But because we have our special guests, we'd like to take this time to allow them to introduce a little bit about themselves and their podcast to all of you who are listening, in the hopes that you will be so very interested and mosey on over for a listen.
Honestly, it is such an honor to be here.
Seriously. Yes.
Okay, so Lainey and I are the other part of the Super Friends Network. Our podcast is called The House of Danvers. We hang out and talk about Supergirl every Tuesday, and our episodes are out every Friday. So please go listen to us. Lainey, where can they find us?
Yes, and you guys can find us on Instagram as the House of Danvers podcast. And you can also listen to our podcast on Spotify, and the link is in our Instagram bio. So guys, follow us and for more contact, and don't forget to subscribe because we post new content every week and it's all fun. So come along in this journey with us, please.
Yes, it has been an absolute privilege to even be a part of your journey so far. So hopefully everybody else joins in. This is a real family unit, so let's get behind them. Nisi, do you have anything to add to this part?
No. Nope.
Come on, wing it, say something nice.
Say something nice. It's such a pleasure to have you here today.
Love you, Queen.
The effort.
Living for it.
Like I said, I'm not good with this spontaneous thing.
Yeah, no, it's why I keep doing it to you, because the panic on your face is priceless. I love it so much. I love you, Queen. Also,
I would just like to point out that as we are recording this on Zoom, Niecy's name says Queen Niecy.
Yeah, I didn't write that though.
Niecy, tell everybody about why your name's Queen Niecy.
Well, Kari changed my name.
I thought you did it.
No, she was literally speaking, and while she was, I typed, I changed her name.
I mean, y'all are queens, so y'all deserve it.
Thank you. Yes. Alrighty, so much like every other episode of Beebles Legends podcast, we are going to play a little game of Would You Rather, which is where Niecy, our queen, gives us two options, and we are going to take it in turns to respond which option we would rather have or do, and why we think that. We're then going to post this on our Instagram as a poll, and we highly encourage you to go and check it out in our story and tell us which one you would rather.
Exactly what she said. Would you rather speak to animals or speak all human languages?
Speak to animals.
Speak 100%.
To animals without hesitation.
Yeah.
Guys, I feel like my dog would say some really horrible things to me because she can be a right ass sometimes. Like, she has got such an attitude problem. Okay. This dog always comes into the podcast at the worst times and just like, she doesn't cry. Like, some background on Belle/Bat Dog. When she was little, she used to chase the horses and she would try to catch their tails. So she got kicked because horses don't like that. But she was okay. She ran away into an electric fence and got electrocuted. So.
Oh, amazing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. She's doing real good though. That was like 10 years ago. She's absolutely fine. We got her checked over. Everything was good. However, she has this tendency now to just, like, when she gets excited or like just communicating with you, like if she gives you her paw, she will squeak at you like, So she like comes into the podcast and just squeaks. Just because I think she's just joining in, but it's literally one of the most annoying sounds ever. So I don't want to speak her language. I'm going to talk every language.
Human language.
Yep.
At least you can answer your kids then with carpet in French means.
Boom. So there you have it. Niecy, what would you pick?
Well, I think it would be really cool to talk to my animals, because sometimes I really don't get what they want from me.
No, not my spaghetti. Yeah.
Like, they're dancing around my feet and I think they want some food. So I give them food and water and then they don't eat it and they don't drink it. I don't know what they want.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe they just wanted to dance for you.
But it would also be cool to speak all human languages, because then I could travel everywhere and speak every language.
You have to pick one.
I know. So now is my choice coming, you know.
Okay.
But I think I would choose the animal language thingy, because I speak 3 languages and I can do small talk in French. So I think I'm good.
Kari, you're outnumbered.
That's okay. I like going against the grain. It's all good. Just forging my own path here, guys. Living my best life. We would love to hear your answer, though. So if you have one, please let us know in our poll. And if I remember, I'll put up a box for you to tell us why. But 9 times out of 10, I forget. So we'll just go with that. Send us a DM if you're so inclined to share and I forget. Or if you're listening to this and I haven't posted the box, please feel free to get in touch with me and say, Kari, you forgot to post the box, and I'll remember. Coming up next is our Beebles Legends podcast famous segment called the Hypothetical Fight segment.
Yay!
Which is where we give you 2 characters and you have to tell us which one you think would win in a fight. And we're going to talk about this in as much detail as we can muster about why they would win and how they would win. So this week's hypothetical fight is Gideon versus Rip Hunter. but Rip is not allowed to use his gun. It's a be fisticuffs.
Gideon, without hesitation.
Why?
Because, oh my gosh, I got so... Because Rip can't fight.
I fully support that.
He's so bad. When he doesn't have a gun, he gets beaten by everybody. Even like, I don't know, he cannot fight. And Gideon, we see when they, you know, when they were the girl like SOS with Sarah, you know, she can fight.
Yeah, so, she can. She's badass.
Yep, so Gideon.
My answer would be Gideon. Okay, I have a couple of reasons for this. Firstly, like Lenny said, Rip cannot fight without a gun. He is an awesome gunslinger, but he cannot fight without a gun. Second, Gideon has control over the fucking Wave Rider. So, like, obviously she's gonna win. Thirdly, I'm just in love with Amy Louise Pemberton and Gideon. So, Gideon all the way.
Yep.
Well, I am choosing Gideon, and all the reasons why are just sad because. So I love Amy, I love Gideon, and she owns the Wave Rider because she's the Wave Rider Queen. And
yep, yes.
I don't think Rip would have a chance against Gideon because she can just trap him in sight and shoot him. And then he's like,
okay, wait, so if, okay, wait, I'm sorry for speaking out of turn, but hypothetically, if Gideon was a person and not an AI, and Rip didn't have his gun, and Gideon had to fight Rip, like, fist to fist, who would win?
Still Gideon, I'm not changing my mind.
I mean, I'm also conflicted because Rip is an actual person. And I mean, not this is not AI erasure, but Gideon is an AI.
But still, see, she is really badass and she can fight.
Oh, yeah, we see that in, okay, spoiler alert, but we see that in that episode where Charlie and Constantine go and change the future. And Gideon is actually a real badass. I totally forgot about that.
Is that the episode where Zari's a cat?
Yeah.
I love that episode so much. I just think it's hilarious that they made her a cat. Like, of all the bloody things, a cat. Anyways, I agree. I believe Gideon would win that fight. In her human form that we meet like once-ish a season, she is badass. She is funny. She is smart as, like, she is so intelligent. And I feel like intelligence is often a winning quality to have. So, yeah, I'm going with Gideon. She's powerful. She's strong. She's badass. Yeah, Rip's not. So, yeah, we're going to post this, though. We would love to hear what you think. Who would win in the fight? Check out the poll on our Instagram stories. Let us know at Bebo's Legends Podcast. As we come to the end of our podcast, we're doing our new to season 2 segment, which is the Arrowverse Notable Quotable. In this segment, we're going to take it in turns to say one quote from any Arrowverse show, and you can say the character that said it. It's got to be something that means something to you, whether it was something that was funny or meaningful, but don't give too much context at all about when or how or why it was said. But if anyone has any questions, feel free to answer them. La, la, la. My words broke. Niecy, take it away.
You take it away.
Me take it away? I never take it away. All right. I imagined you saying that under different circumstances. Said by Miss Felicity Smoke.
Woo! I love Dark Queen. Okay.
I have not seen Arrow, but I assume it's from Arrow.
It is from Arrow, yes. The line before it is Oliver Queen saying to her, hold on to me tight, as he's about to save her-ish. And okay. She imagined you saying that under different circumstances. We stand Felicity Smoke.
Okay.
Niecy?
You told me to find you, not call you.
Who said it?
Brainy.
I love Supergirl? Brainy.
There's only one Brainy I know, so yes, from Supergirl.
Wait. I assume this is no. I assumed that this was from the scene in season 4 where spoiler alert again, guys. Where
Lainey, cover your ears.
Lainey, cover your ears, yeah. Where President Marsden comes to visit the DEO and Brainy doesn't give Alex enough forewarning.
It wasn't.
Damn it.
When was it?
It was when Nia defended Brainy in the pizzeria and said that he should find her, but yeah, on the rooftop.
Oh my, Mara, I remember this. Like,
find you, not call you.
Yeah, so I remember that Brainy rattles off Nia's entire freaking address.
I love Brainy and Nia.
I love how Lainey is just sitting there like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't understand because I don't know. Oh, it's okay.
Oh, you will.
They've just binge watched the entire show.
You will.
I'll get there.
Rowan, what about you? Do you have a notable quotable?
Yeah. This is said by Maggie Sawyer in Supergirl season 3, episode 3. And it says, I'm already good.
Yes.
I love this quote. Because I don't know, I just I think less of myself than I am supposed to. So this quote really empowers me, I guess.
I love it. Lady. Okay,
so I have two. Can I say the two of them?
Okay.
Just so quickly.
Okay.
It's both of them are from Sarah Lentz on Arrow and Legend of Tomorrow. The first one is, do you remember? No, both of them are from Legend of Tomorrow. So she said, do you remember when you told me you had nothing left to teach me? We have one final lesson, how to be a cool son of a bitch.
Yes.
And the second one is Ava, life is beautiful and terrible all at the same time. But if we're only living part of it, then we're not living at all.
Oh my God, that second quote.
So beautiful.
Sorry, I'm just such a huge Ava Lance fan. And oh my God. I love him so much.
I love it. That draws us towards the very end of our podcast. We would like to thank you all for sticking around and would like to take this opportunity to let you know that there's actually a brand new episode of House of Danvers that just came out yesterday.
Yes!
So please go and listen to it. It's episode 2. It's fantastic. It's such a great episode. So go and have a look on Spotify, Apple Music. Type in House of Danvers. You're going to find it. It's going to be there.
And interact with us. We want to hear what you think, guys.
Yes, definitely. So you'll find them on Instagram at houseofdanvers.podcast. And you'll find us at Bebo's Legends Podcast. We're also on Twitter at Bebo's Legends, I think. I always get it wrong. And we have got a whole range of stuff. I'd also like to take this opportunity to let you know that very, very soon we are going to be coming to you via YouTube. Woohoo! Which is where you'll get to watch our podcast episodes, which is so much fun. So thank you so much for listening. Good night and goodbye.
Bye.
I can't find the stop button ever. Bye, everybody. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Bebo's Legends Podcast. I la la love you too.